Any consent agenda items this month?
Yes, sir, Commissioner, we have two.
Please proceed.
First is the town of Colonial Beach, and they're requesting on behalf of their licensee, Mr. and Mrs. Robert Lane, after the fact authorization to retain a 10-foot by 12-foot uncovered boat lift and associated lift piles installed adjacent to a private non-riparian pier situated along the Potomac River at 401 Irving Avenue in Westmoreland County. Mr. and Mrs. Lane have agreed to pay $1,000 civil charge and triple permit fees of $75 in lieu of further enforcement actions. Colonial Beach is somewhat unique in that much of the shoreline around the town or along the water's edge is owned by the town, and folks that own property either behind a road that borders the shoreline or along the shoreline, they don't own the low water. The town owns it. And so the town has historically sought to get the permits for private piers that those people would use. And that's what happened in this case several years ago. However, the owners of the property decided they wanted to add another lift recently, and they did that without getting the permit that was required. Since this is a pier that's not on private riparian property, it emanates from the town property, permits have to be issued. Once they got their authorization several years ago from the city, they built the pier, and I don't know that they realized they needed additional authorization to add the boat lift, but now they do. So in this case, we felt the degree of deviation and noncompliance was minor. They've agreed to the $1,000 civil charge that they would pay. We'd issue the permit to the city, and they would allow, as a licensee, the owners to use the pier, continue to use the pier and the boat lift. So anyway, as a result, we're recommending you agree to accept the civil charge and the triple permit fee, and then we'd move forward with issuance of the permit.
Are there questions from the commission? I have a quick question. Make sure that I understand this completely. The pier itself is statutorily exempt from a pier.
It does require. The town owns the property. The riparian or the owners of the land that are using it are not the riparian. Owners.
I got you there. So it's both the pier and the boat lift that's at issue.
Correct. The pier required a permit, and the additions would have required a permit.
Okay,
as well.
Understood. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Watkinson. Is the applicant present, the town of Colonial Beach, or Mr. and Mrs. Lane? Not here? Well, it's a public hearing. Is there anybody wish to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? I see none. Public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action for this item.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Ballard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Project is approved. And there's another one.
Yes, sir. We have a second consent agenda item, and this is for the Reserve Community Association, LLC. They are requesting authorization to retain 4 unauthorized boat lifts and add 5 additional boat lifts, 2 5-foot by 15-foot finger piers, a 5-foot by 12-foot split-level landing to access a 4-foot by 16-foot gangway, and an 8-foot by 16-foot floating platform in Gunston Cove, adjacent to Community Association property in the Reserve Community in Fairfax County. In this case, the applicant, the community, has agreed to a $2,000 civil charge for the unauthorized boat lifts, and staff's recommending approval with a royalty of $603 for an additional 402 square feet of encroachment over state-owned submerged lands and triple permit fees of $300. In this case, the reserve community, it's a multi-use pier for lots within the community. There are 4 waterfront lots actually on in this area, and so several years ago, we issued a permit that would have allowed the pier for the community to use that. Our typical policy is 2 slips for each waterfront lot that do not build private piers, so we ended up with 4. They got one other additional slip subsequent to that as a guest slip, and that's typical of commission policy to do 2 slips for each lot plus 1 guest slip, so that leaves us at 9. When the ownership of the, I guess, community facilities transferred from the original developer to the community recently, they did add an additional boat lift, or 4 additional lifts. They had wanted to add more slips for other lots inland. We worked with them and explained the commission policy on how many slips were typically allowed for communities like this along the waterfront, given how many waterfront property owners existed. And so they've chosen just to go with the four unauthorized requests for four unauthorized boat lifts and add five more for their nine slips. They are removing a slip that was there previously and unauthorized to add a tenth. So with that acceptance to make those changes and their agreement to pay the civil charge, we're recommending approval of the after the fact with the $2,000. In this case, it's minimal environmental impact, but a moderate degree of deviation given the issues associated with community piers and wet slips, and the fact that it was four were added, and also an additional slip was added, which they are going to remove. So anyway, we're recommending approval with the civil charge and with the royalties that we noted and the triple permit fee.
I have a question, Tony. Was this put out for a public interest review?
Yes, sir.
Were there any objections from the public?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Is the applicant present, the community association? Oh, please come forward. Thanks. Let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
I'm Craig Palabinski with Bayshore Design. I'm the agent representing the reserve community request. I have nothing further to add. I'm just here to answer any questions the commission may have related to this application.
Any questions from the commission? That was easy. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. What's the will of the commission?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Ballard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.